So I want to tell you about what's happening currently right now in Palestine, Israel, so-called Israel. So right now in so-called Israel, the top rabbis, the most respected rabbinical authorities in the world for them, are claiming that their long-awaited King Messiah has finally arrived. Top rabbis are claiming that they are in secret council with him. This is happening right now. Now, this could be yet another false alarm. There have been many messianic claimants in the past. There was a messianic claimant in 17th century Turkey who convinced Jews from all over the world that he was the Messiah, and he ended up converting to Islam. But in addition to this, there are five blemish-free, one-year-old red heifers recently arrived in so-called Israel from a ranch in Texas, of all places. Blemish-free red heifers means completely red, not a single black or white hair, and never having been yoked before. What is the significance of the blemish-free red heifer? So the blemish-free red heifer, by the way, is the namesake of the second surah of the Quran, Al-Baqarah, Baqaratun, Musallamatun, La Shiyata Fiha. According to Jewish belief, there have been nine previous perfect red heifers sacrificed in Jewish history. The last one was sacrificed over 2,000 years ago. But then the temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 of the Common Era. According to the Torah, the water that the priests, the Kohanim, of the temple use for their temple rituals, this water must be purified by the ashes of a two-year-old, blemish-free red heifer. The ashes of one red heifer can last for hundreds of years. So there are currently five perfect red heifers in so-called Israel. And they're all 1 year old. If one of them makes them to 2 years old and is still perfect, then this 10th red heifer in their history will be sacrificed by their King Messiah. And after that, the temple and priesthood can be reestablished in Palestine. And they will push hard to do that. In other words, around December of next year, it is very likely that Israel will announce that their Messiah has arrived. Allahu A'lam. Now we know that this person, should he emerge, is not the true Messiah. He may not be the Dajjal either. Maybe he's just another false messianic pretender or a forerunner of the Dajjal. The point is, he's not the true Messiah.